The 17th Annual Midwest Radio Theater Workshop is on the air. This is the Midwest Radio Theater Workshop, recorded live at the Windsor Auditorium at Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri. I'm Dan Coffey. Our first play is Uncle Ant, written by Darren Callahan and directed by Brian Price. Uncle Ant takes us to the Midway, the carnival and freak show circuit of the 1930s. Step this way!
Yes, you heard me, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Waits is here to tell you this show will be well worth your time and money. We have inside this very tent a half dozen of the strangest human beings alive. Not just one, but six. More gruesome than anything on the fairway, guaranteed.
Is it true that one doesn't have a mouth?
Absolutely, son. We call him Mr. Chatty. Mr. Chatty witnessed the most horrendous crime imaginable, a crime that proves that an axe and a head were never meant to meet. So now he must live with a dazzling, unspeakable curse. Only 25 cents will get you a glimpse of Mr. Chatty, the albino snake man, and four other human oddities of the highest caliber. So buy your ticket right away for the most exciting show. Uncle Ant? Who said that?
Is it true that he controls the ants?
Shh, young lady, keep your voice down, please.
What's he talking about?
Yeah. Who is this Uncle Ant?
Uncle Ant is friend to no man, but the ants, yes. That unseen kingdom of ants, another matter entirely. So please don't go asking for trouble. Don't even mention his name.
Oh my goodness, over there.
It's Uncle Ant.
That man has four arms.
His face, look at his face.
So ugly, brown, and scaly like an ant.
Yes, yes, I am Uncle Ant. Part man, part ant. You step on my brethren every day. You trample them on the dirt of the Midway. I am here to give you a warning. Beware, beware of the ants. Beware.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, please be calm. Uncle Ant has moved inside the oddity tent now. He won't hurt you. But I can't be sure what will happen during the show. A show starting in just 15 minutes. So go and buy your tickets now. Only a quarter and the world of Uncle Ant, Mr. Chatty, and the white-eyed woman and three more of the most horrible freaks of our time is yours.
Max, Max, that was great, just great. They're practically racing to the ticket booth.
The shtick's always worked for me before.
I'm glad you're on board, Max. You're a natural. People may not know your name now, Mr. Chatty's still number one, but by the time we hit this burg again, it'll be like Jolson came to town, I tell you.
Oh, hello, Ruby.
Hi.
Ah, there you are, my sweet little thing. You sure reeled them right in.
I just checked with the ticket booth. It's a sellout.
Sellout? Sellout? You hear that? We haven't had a sellout since Fayetteville 8 weeks ago.
Thanks for warming up the crowd before my entrance, Ruby. You were good.
I was zip compared to you, Max. Boy, when you came around that corner waving those forearms of yours, looking like you just crawled out of an anthill, I actually thought about running for the gates myself.
Yeah, well.
You better get ready, my son. You've got a sellout crowd just minutes away.
Yeah, I'll see you after the show.
Bye, Max.
Boy, I think we found it, baby. I think we found our cash cow.
And as soon as we're rich, you'll make me Mrs. Waits, right?
You know it. Why, maybe a year.
I know. I know what you're thinking. He'll stay. Who else would have him?
Smeared all over.
Atlas! Oh, you shouldn't be standing there in the corner. This is my dressing room.
My freak tricks are what earn me a living. Faker like you don't deserve to get paid.
You're jealous, Atlas. It doesn't become you.
My life is constant pain. I've got this ugly hump on my back from a drunk mother. 38 years ago, she gave birth drunk as the day before. Do you know what it's like to look like this? Kids laughed at me. You are probably one of them.
Actually, if I had known you, I would have tried to imitate you. I'd watch how you walked. Slow, kinda sad.
So you could make fun of me with your friends?
No, so I could be like you, just for a little while.
Why would anybody want to be like me?
Atlas, it's not your deformity that's killing you. It's your lack of showmanship. Look at me. I'm an actor. This is makeup. These two other arms are cardboard and paint.
Yeah, you faker. The other five of us here because it's real. This is life for us. It's all we have. A freak show. Without it, we starve.
There's a depression going on out there, I know. But I need to earn a living like everyone else. I can't get work on the stage, so I work here. I've got a wife in St. Louis I've got to feed.
Some of us is too ugly for a wife.
Until Waits kicks me off the bill, it's my meal ticket. If my part of the show goes well, you get more money from the gate. So you should be happy.
Happy? You can trick Mr. Small Town. But me and the others know you don't belong. I hope one day you really know what it's like to be one of us, Uncle Ant.
Idiot!
Max, are you all right? It's me, Clarissa.
I want to be alone.
You broke your mirror.
Ah, that Atlas drives me nuts.
He's been in the carnival longest. He's never had top bill. Before you came, you know what he was jealous of? The world's biggest ball of string. If a man has a hard time competing with string, you think of how he feels about Uncle Ant.
What do you think, Clarissa? Do you mind that it's an act?
Ever since I was little girl, I wanted to be a wonderful actress in New York City. I want handsome men to admire me. I want critics to adore me. Newspapers to write about me. But then I get very, very sick. It made my eyes this way, white. No one wants an actress with these white eyes staring at them like some lost blank cat. So here I am. The white-eyed woman. It's all I ever know.
So you hate me too?
No, I could not. You remind me of what great art really is. You're not real. You're acting, I know. But I believe it. Every show, you make me believe you are someone else. You keep me in touch with the possibilities. Max, those extra arms don't even look real.
Yeah, I'm even two arms short of a regular ant, but it was all I could afford.
And see, no one cares. People stare at the rest of us because it makes them feel lucky. People stare at you because you make them. They are transfixed by your illusion.
I guess I've always felt comfortable on stage, like there's more to me up there. Deep down, I'm pretty boring, I guess.
I'm sure your wife does not think so.
Well, sometimes she appreciates the celebrity more than the man.
What's her name?
Charlotte.
She's very lucky to have such a talented and handsome actor who wants to provide for her.
Even if it means playing to only 50 people a night in Sykeston, in Jeff City, in all the podunk towns this side of the Mississippi. It's just a carnival, not the London stage I promised her.
You'll see Charlotte when we get to St. Louis, won't you?
Yes, but I told her this was a vaudeville show, not a freak show.
Max, any smart woman would be proud to have someone who can entertain others by her side. Make people think. Anyone can sell vacuum cleaners.
Sure, everyone's got dirt.
Oh, this here box?
Sure.
This one here?
Yeah, just grab this.
Hey, load them up, boys. Okay. Hey, Max, wait up.
Morning, Mr. Waits.
Woo, what a show last night. Boy, you sure headed off to your trailer fast enough. Did you even take your makeup off?
I just had to relax. Sometimes I get a little into the character.
You're telling me. Look, I have an idea. When was the last time you had ribs?
I've had ribs my whole life. What do I have to be now, the ribless man?
Funny. Very funny. Look, after last night's salad, I can afford to splurge a little. How about you, me, and Ruby getting some good dinner, and we can talk.
Talk about what?
Well, dinner. I'll tell you, dinner.
Mr. Waits, I don't know if I should get any special treatment.
No.
A good meal might be taken the wrong way by the others.
Oh, they'll be fine with it.
Oh, how do you know?
Because as of right now, you're the new headliner. Congratulations, my boy.
Headliner?
Max, you're the biggest draw I've ever seen. That show of yours has legs. You deserve to be the headliner.
I really appreciate everything, but...
But what?
I'll tell you what. Let's all go out to dinner. All six of us in the company, plus you and Ruby.
The company? Since when did we become a company? Besides, I can't afford to take everyone out.
We don't have to get ribs. Soup's fine.
Soup? Aren't you sick of soup? If I have any more of that soup, I'm gonna start peeing chicken noodles. I'm talking about ribs.
I know you don't understand why, but we should all be there. Sellouts are great, but it's not just because of me. How about you can take my next show's wages and buy everyone ribs?
But Max, this is in your honor.
It's the only way I'll do it. Not that I'm not grateful.
Okay, it's your dough. Oh, look, Max, we've changed the schedule a little. We're skipping Moberly. Some preacher up there got wind of the show and complained to the mayor. I don't know. Anyway, I figured it'd be okay with you since, well, you get to see that wife of yours a little sooner.
Hey, Mr. Waits, stop a second.
Change your mind about dinner?
Watch out for that anthill. You almost stepped on it.
Boy, you really do get into your character, Mr. Valentino. They're ants for crying out loud. Yeah, see you tonight.
I can't remember the last time I ate real, honest-to-goodness ribs. Too bad you can't chew on these, Mr. Chatty. How's that soup?
This is the most wonderful meal I've ever eaten. Mr. Waits, you're the most generous man in the entire world.
Don't thank me, it was actually...
Hey, it's us who give this old hustler his ticket sales. If it weren't for our show, he'd be trying to sell the world's biggest ball of string to Fatty Arbuckle Seamstress. He deserves a chance to be grateful.
Yes, well, Max, I couldn't have put it any better.
Here, here.
I want to say something. I know the reason we're here tonight. I know the man who made the show so popular. I may be a freak, but I'm no fool. Max, I saw the last show. You had them so scared.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen them ready to run out the door before.
You were good too.
No, not me.
You showed a lot of flair, flexed your shoulders twice as much as normal. They were watching you close.
They were.
Well, I've been watching you. Before you came along, I used to hate them. They'd just stare at my hump, my cheap costume. The people wouldn't even try to hide their disgust. They'd just think, thank God that's not me up there.
They're only human, Atlas.
I stopped feeling that Uncle Ant is taking advantage. It's almost more like a con, a magician's trick. I might not understand all that acting, but you must be the same kind of freak as all of us to blind them so easily.
I think I probably am.
Max, you should go on inside. It's going to rain.
Smell that air, Ruby. Ain't it something?
What's wrong, Max? You look sad. Tonight was your night. You're the hero, the star. Isn't that what you wanted?
I'm a faker.
You're not a faker. You're an actor.
Is that any different from a freak?
You know what they say. All the world's a stage.
I'm beginning to think all the world's a sideshow.
Your poster's going to be all over St. Louis tomorrow.
That's what I'm afraid of. What's Charlotte gonna say when she hears I'm not even in vaudeville?
Bring her some chocolate-covered ants.
Or funeral flowers.
Rise and shine, thank God you make it.
Max, what are you...
Hi, sweetheart. I brought you some flowers and a box of chocolates.
You're a day early.
I know. The show's ahead of schedule. Boy, things look cozy around here. Something sure smells good.
You should have sent me a cable.
Not enough money, and... Well, my situation's a little different than what I told you about in my letters. How about we'll have a good dinner? We'll talk. Who are you?
Listen, Max.
Who is this guy in my kitchen?
Jackson Parker. How do you do? Heard a lot about you. Is that candy? I love candy. Mind if I have one?
Charlotte.
My situation's a little different too, Max.
You're not an actor, Mr. Parker. Not with that fancy suit. Must have cost a pretty penny.
Why, yes. Yes, it did.
Jackson works for Hoover, Max.
A traveling salesman?
Well, I'm a little higher up than that. Well,
that's a relief. I'd hate to think my wife was flirting with a common door-to-door man.
Well, I think perhaps I'd best be going.
I'll talk with you later, Jack.
Yeah, that's it. I thought you looked familiar. I've seen your poster all over town, that, Uncle Ant from the Carnival Freak Show. You're a living legend, buddy. You look a little plain, though, with just two arms.
You're Uncle Ant?
Yes, I am.
I've heard people talking about it all day. A freak show, Max?
I didn't think you'd see a poster until after I told you.
There was one in the market, but I didn't recognize you. I was going to the carnival.
With your new friend?
And think of it, the wife of the half man, half ant. Oh, I'd never live it down.
Uncle Ant has been better for my career than Othello or Sherlock Holmes or any other character I've been.
But it's with the freaks. Your face is all over town as a six-arm freak.
Four arms. I couldn't afford the other two.
Well, maybe you should just grow them. Go ahead. Grow them. And then you can really be a freak.
Oh, that hurts, Charlotte. But not half as bad as meeting your Mr. Parker.
We're in love. We have been for months.
But I love you. I'm your husband.
No, Max. You only act like a husband when you don't have any other parts to play. It's always parts to you, isn't it? When you're Hamlet, boy, you're one melancholy Dane. And when you're the court jester, oh, you're one big laugh riot.
I'm an actor, Charlotte. It's my job.
No, it's your obsession. You always end up becoming every character you ever play. When we first met, I fell in love with an actor. A wonderful, struggling, talented young actor. But you were acting all the time, weren't you? You had no idea who you were. And you still don't, do you? Unless you're slumming in some lousy dinner club or small-time radio or a freak show. You don't have a clue.
Don't call it a freak show. It's not a freak
show. I'm not doing this anymore, Max. I know exactly who and what I am. I'm just an average girl who's going to be happy to settle for average. The best darn average I can find. That's all I want. I don't know what you want or who you think you are. And I've given up trying to find out.
I know who I am.
You're lost, Max. You might as well go back to your freaks.
I know exactly who I am.
Goodbye, Max.
Clarissa, have you seen Max?
He's not back?
No, and the show is about to begin.
I'll check with Atlas.
Okay, I'll look around outside. Max! Max! Max!
Hello, Ruby. Looking for me?
Where have you been? You need to get into your costume. The show's
I'm in costume.
Step into the lamplight. God, Max, what's all over you? Is this dirt? And this, have you been lying in an anthill? Your face is all red.
I've been given a few kisses by the real fans, Ruby.
Kisses? Those are ant bites, Max. Are you okay?
Fine. Get me to the stage.
Max! Atlas, take his arm. Where did you find him, Ruby?
Max can't go on tonight. He's sick.
He's got to go on.
Our next
the show is sold out. Standing room only. He's the headliner.
I'll get his costume.
I won't need it. Tonight, it'll be real.
Oh, Gotta go on. That's my cue.
You're not yourself, Max.
I'm not that fool Max fellow anymore.
Oh, Max, please, why are you talking like this?
Clarissa, go on. I'll watch Max.
I'll tell Mr. Wake. Max isn't going on.
I am going on.
You can't. Think of the show and all the folks out there.
They're idiots. Fools who want to believe they're better than anyone, even ants. Tonight, I'm going to give them something to really hate.
What's this about Max not going on?
Uncle Ant is going on.
You look like hell, Max, and you're not in costume.
Costume?
Max, don't go out there this way.
Wait, come back. I need to introduce you.
I need no introduction. Yes, it is me, Uncle Ant, king of all ants. You thought you were safe, sitting under this tent that can barely keep out the rain. What makes you think you could be safe here? Listen! Those are my friends. They're always there, under your feet, waiting to climb all over you and pull you under the dirt, squirming through your mouth and your hair and your ears. Listen! Ants, millions of ants, getting closer to the surface. Feel the ground move. I am Uncle Ant! Do you believe in me now? Do you believe in the ants? Do you? Here are my children! They're all over you! They're all over you! They're all over you! They're all over you!
Come, my children. The world awaits.
That was Uncle Ant, written by Darren Callahan, directed by Brian Price. Assistant director Chris Markman. The cast featured Benjamin Wax as Max, John Eric Villisvik, Rachel Newman, Kara Daniel, David Shin, Theodore Hahn, Deborah Leach, and Alice Letsky. The chorus featured Kathy Cavallero, Maggie Henson, Stephanie Hosea, Lauren McConnell, and Neil Sickles. No ants were harmed in the making of this production.
Uncle Ant was a production of the 17th Annual Midwest Radio Theater Workshop, live from Windsor Auditorium, presented by Smart Radio KOPN 89.5 and Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri. For more information, please write to MRTW, care of KOPN Radio, 915 East Broadway, Columbia, Missouri, 65201, or call 516-483-8321.